From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Rescuers are on the scene of a passenger plane crash in eastern Venezuela. Reuters News Service is reporting crews have found at least 13 bodies in the wreckage near Puerto Ordaz. More than 20 survivors have been pulled from the Conviasa plane. Police are letting people back into the area of the U.S. Capitol that was evacuated earlier today. It was briefly closed after authorities found an unidentified powdery substance. Hundreds of people have been forced to flee their homes in northern Colorado as a wildfire in the foothills west of the town of Loveland continues to burn out of control. Kirk Sigler, that is, of member station KUNC, says crews are hoping to get the upper hand on the blaze with better weather in the forecast today.
The Reservoir Road fire near Loveland is the second major blaze to hit the Colorado Front Range in a week. The four-mile canyon fire west of Boulder has been one of this state's most destructive, burning more than 160 homes. Air tankers and other resources from that blaze are being quickly mobilized to the new fire burning about 35 miles to the north. Merlin Green is the division chief for Loveland Fire and Rescue.
Because of the resources that were in Boulder, we were able to bring up early on and had a very short time delay in having that valuable air support that we did have.
The blaze is threatening dozens of homes, but calmer winds in the forecast today are expected to aid firefighters. As in Boulder, fire officials believe the blaze is human-caused. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
The imam leading the effort to build an Islamic center and mosque near the World Trade Center site says all options are being explored to resolve the crisis around the center. Speaking to the Council of Foreign Relations, he did not say whether those options included moving the center. We have more on this from NPR's Margot Adler.
Imam Faisal Abdul-Rauf said creating a center was important, a platform where the voices of moderate Muslims could be amplified. He noted that the site was 2.5 blocks from Ground Zero.
It's absolutely disingenuous, as many have said, that that block is hallowed ground. With a strip joint around the corner, with bedding parlors.
Speaking 2 days after demonstrations for and against the proposed center, the imam said it was important to reject those who would use the crisis for political gain or fame. He said that despite the controversy as to the need for such a center,
the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is a categorical yes.
And he reiterated the center would be a place where people of many faiths could come together. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
The economy is dominating President Obama's informal gathering in Virginia this hour at his latest backyard event. The president was expected to defend his strategies for keeping economic recovery going, including pushing tax cuts for the middle class. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 50 points at 10,509. You're listening to NPR News. University researchers say they have found patches of oil they believe to be from the BP oil leak on the seafloor of the Gulf of Mexico. Among them, Samantha Joy says her team has found oil as far as 80 miles away from the ruptured oil well. More testing is needed. North Korea reportedly has delayed a historic meeting that would have indicated who its next leader would be. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikow Tau reports that officials and analysts believe the delay could be because of the poor health of its current leader, Kim Jong-il.
South Korea's cable television news channel quotes intelligence officials as saying Kim's health worsened after his latest trip to China last month, but Seoul's National Intelligence Service has yet to confirm this information. North Korean watchers say the deterioration of Kim's health is not enough to cancel the meeting, which was expected to take place this week. The 68-year-old North Korean leader is believed to be suffering from chronic kidney failure. The meeting is expected to solidify who will take power if Kim Jong-il dies. Many analysts believe the North's new leader will be Kim's youngest son, a man in his late 20s who apparently was schooled in Switzerland. But other analysts say because the son is too young and lacks military experience, there could be a power struggle over the succession. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikow Tau in Seoul.
Six aid workers, including four Americans, are out on bail in Zimbabwe. They were due to go on trial later this month for treating AIDS patients without medical licenses. However, the California church that sponsored the group says this was the first time since it started working in Zimbabwe 10 years ago that licensing concerns were raised. This is NPR News.